We have to make a living. We have to make deals. We have to make loans. We have to do this. We have to fix that. No, no, no. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. It fixes. It plans.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to receive God's plan for your life and how that plan will meet all your needs every time. Now, here's Kenneth.
Now, Jesus laid it out very plainly. He said, "Fear not, little flock. It gives your Father great pleasure to give the kingdom to you. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." What is that? What is His righteousness? He's right. If He said it was green and the whole world said it was orange, it's green. I don't care what it seems to be. Amen? And when you come to that kind of respect for God, that kind of honor to God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Because the Bible said He has laid up wisdom for the righteous. Oh yeah, it's hidden, but it's not hidden from us. It's hidden for us. To keep the devil out of your prayer life, to keep him out of your finances, to keep him out of your ways. But now, brother and sister, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to play his game, he's in your finances now. I tell you, Jesus has given us the key to the bank of the heavens and the earth. Seek first God. And then know He's right and His plan will work. Yes. And you can go on to sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't really even have to know much about the plan. Just be willing and obedient and you'll eat the good of the land. Amen. He didn't intend for you to bear the burden of anything. Right. Amen. No, it wasn't His idea at all. How? Is a man and 318 household servants going to defeat the biggest expeditionary force in the known world and the meanest king that had ever lived up to that time? I'll tell you something funny. I had the Lord say this to me. Oh, this was about 3 months ago. I'm praying, and I'm praying in the spirit because I run out of anything to pray. This mess is going on around. And you quit basing your prayer on what you see on television. You'd be a whole lot better off. And when the Lord said that to me, that word that I read to you, He said, "Don't pay any attention to what the politicians or the media are saying. Listen to me. I got a plan and it works." So I'm praying in the spirit about all of this. And I heard the word of the Lord come to me. And He said, "Kenneth, I took care of Pharaoh. I took care of Abimelech." And He said, "Compared to those guys, these guys are amateurs." "These guys that think they're running the world today. They couldn't find their way home without a laptop." and God was saying, Kenneth, He said, "Don't have no fear. Don't pay any attention." He said, "I got my eye on them." And He said, compared to Pharaoh and Abimelech, these guys are amateurs. Oh, boy, He's seen them come and go, hasn't He? Nebuchadnezzar. Old Nebuchadnezzar wound up out in the middle of the woods crawling around like a dog with long fingernails eating grass.
That's right.
And God talked to the man for over a year trying to prevent that from happening in his life. He wouldn't listen. Golly, king. Yeah, but he's king of a flower patch without God. And when he finally came to himself, he said, I ain't doing that anymore. Man, he humbled himself before God. Think about what Jesus said. And he gave us his word. He said, don't be afraid. Why are you thinking all the time about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear? He said, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. Well, don't you know there's an eating plan? Don't you know there's a clothes plan in all of this? You don't have to plan it. Believe it. Sow towards it. Amen. Instead of spending all your time thinking about it. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, you know, I ain't getting any younger, and so far I don't have anything laid aside. What am I going to do? I mean, it's getting deep around here, and it's getting worse. The dollar's worse than it ever was, and it ain't worth nothing, and it's getting less and less and less. And what are we going to, oh, woe is us, oh, woe is us. What are we going to do? Well, at that rate, you might as well lay down and die. No, you don't want to do that. What, don't you know there's a plan? What plan? The plan of your blessing. Seek ye first. Boy, that's it right there. Seek ye first. God's wisdom is available in abundance all men. It's all over the Bible. Only thing of it is, you can't get it without faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. The double-minded man, the doubtful-minded man, hesitates, he's dubious, he's unstable. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. He can't get God's plan. Why? He wavers. Seek ye first every plan that men have to meet the needs of man. The government plans to meet the needs of its people. I don't care whether it's this government, some other government. Runs parallel with a plan that God has to meet those needs. Because men cannot come up with anything new. Only God knows the ins and the outs and the answers. Men come up with stuff that looks right. Men have a healing system. You know, they have a treatment for cancer, but they make you sign a paper when you start to take the treatment that you have to be aware that the treatment will kill you. And if you die from the treatment, then your family can't sue us. Do, 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 do. Ha! But don't worry. Strange, isn't it? But there are people that will fight you almost to the death guarding that system. Even when you know from God how to get out of this thing, they will try to keep you in their system. They don't care whether you get healed or not. Even if you do get healed, they'll stick with theirs. unless they become connected with God. Why? Because that way, I mean, listen, they're not doing it because they're mean, bad, ugly people. They're doing it because that seems right to them. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, let's look over here at Isaiah 55. We read this right at the beginning. Let's read this again. And we'll begin to wrap this up because it's very simple. It's not hard to see, but there is a process to it. Isaiah 55. Verse 8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, now you see the comparison? The heavens are higher than the earth. The heavens on one plane, the earth's on another one. But they're supposed to be connected together. But back there a number of centuries ago, they got separated. Well, Jesus brought them back together. But if you don't know how to appropriate what he's done, you're still thinking down here on this plane and without the mind of Christ. But his mind is available to you by faith. You can think with his mind. The mind of Christ was the word Christ. What's that translation of? The anointed one and his anointing, right? So the mind of Christ is just simply this. The anointing on the mind of Jesus when he was here in the earth and the anointing on his mind now as head of the church and the director and Melchizedek of the blessing of Abraham, that anointing is available for your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. It is in the blessing. Well, how do I get it? The plan is in the blessing. So you have to seek first the kingdom because that's where the plans are. And they all belong to you. God has given you the kingdom and all his plans in it. And they're all in this book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back over there. Where we were. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain comes down, the rain falls from one level down to the other, and the snow, and returns not, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22, remember that? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Amen. Well, no, Brother Copeland, we have to make a living. We have to make deals. We have to make loans. We have to do this. We have to fix that. No, no, no. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh, it fixes, it plans. The plan is in it. How could one Hebrew man and 318 of his household servants defeat a major army? Night tactics. That army had never come up against night tactics. Where did they get it? Well, they couldn't go out and get some other army to train them. The other army never heard of it. They didn't know how do you fight in the dark. But these guys were the first unit to ever rule the night. Hallelujah. 318 men not only defeated Chedor Laomer, they slaughtered him. It was called the slaughter of the kings. 318 little Jew boys took that king to the cleaners. Mm-hmm. How? The plan was in the blessing of Abraham. And the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus because he paid the price to get it here. The same plans are in you. Good friend of mine. I visited with him about it back in the Vietnam conflict. He was an artillery captain, and he's retired general now. But back there then, he's just a young black kid from the South, got baptized in the Holy Ghost when he's just a little old boy. And I asked him, I said, they give you any trouble not only for being black, but being a tongue talker too? Oh, he said, they raked me out. He said, you can't imagine. He came up through the ranks, see, to general staff. But he said, Brother Copeland, my Lord, he said, that's what got me there, was knowing the Holy Ghost. And here he was, middle of the night. They got a patrol out. He's an artillery officer. He is supposed to be laying down a line of fire that'll protect this patrol where they can get back in. And the patrol leader got on the horn and said, Captain, I'm in trouble. Sir, he said, I am surrounded. They're monitoring me on the radio. And he said, they got me cut off in any route I go. What am I going to do? And he said, Brother Kenneth, I didn't know. But he said, just hang on. He said, can you just hang where you are? He said, yes, sir. Right where we are right now, we'll be all right at least for a little while. He said, you just hang still. And he said, I went outside. And he said, it was a clear, bright, cold night. And he said, I just started walking out there praying in other tongues. If you can pray in tongues long enough, you can find out anything if you'll do it according to the word and do it by faith. The word says, when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have it. It didn't say as soon as you get their interpretation, believe you receive it. He said, when you pray in the spirit, believe you receive it. He that prays in a language he didn't learn, let him pray also that he interpret. But you can find out from God what's coming out of there. But most people just jabber around and never believe anything. And it's just a church experience. But here's a man that his mama taught him how to pray in the Spirit. Thank God for praying mamas. Amen. And he said, Brother Kenneth, I just walked out there and started praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, didn't take long. Man, he said, yeah. And he ran back in there and he grabbed the horn. He said, Lieutenant, you on? He said, yes, sir. He said, you a Christian? Affirmative, sir. He said, you know the direction of the star of Jesus? Oh, yes, sir. He said, you come out in that direction. He said, I'm going to lay a line of fire all the way around you except in the direction of Jesus' star. Yes, sir. Well, them guys didn't have a clue. Well, where did he get that? The blessing was in him. The blessing was on him. He's praying in the Spirit. The plan was in the blessing. Well, did it work? Oh, yeah. He just laid that line of fire, and here come that whole patrol out to the east. Amen. Glory. God had an idea for him, see? Yeah, how long would he been out there before he thought of that? Somebody got killed in that mess if he tried to get it out of his head. Amen. Amen. But the plan was there all the time. So what'd he do? He didn't run get his artillery manual to see how to get him out of there. He didn't run call somebody else. He didn't walk the floor and say, my God, I don't know what to do. I guess some boys are going to get killed. Oh, God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, God, what are we going to do? No, he turned first to the kingdom of God. He moved into the Spirit, and he began to pray in the Spirit. Oh, yeah, but I mean, what if them soldiers out there hear me praying in tongues? I could care less who hears me. I ain't talking to you. And ain't nobody cares. When you get them guys out of there without a scratch. Hallelujah. The plan was in the Spirit. The plan was in the blessing. And out they came. Abraham's plan for strategy to fight in the nighttime And not only did they slaughter a bunch of guys, but man, these guys the force of fear was working in those other people. They got people in the night out there doing things they ain't never run up against before. Where'd he get that? The blessing of Abraham. The plan was in the blessing. We talked about Joseph. But then what about when Pharaoh had that dream? Well, he interpreted the dream, told him exactly what was going to happen. You're going to have so many years of prosperity, but then you're going to have so many years of famine. And the 7 years of famine are going to be hard, terrible famine. Well, I mean, what good that do? Just tell the man what's going to happen. Where did he get the interpretation of that dream? Say, well, he got it from God. Well, yeah, but how did God get it through to him? What's the connection between the man and God? The blessing of Abraham. He's the seed of Abraham. So what happened? There was a plan in the blessing. And the interpretation not only was what's going to happen, but here's how to fix it. And when he got through with that, Pharaoh said, all right, you run it. Who, me? Yeah. He was in prison early this morning. He left out of there that afternoon, prime minister of Egypt. Why? Man had a plan. Well, he didn't expect to get it anywhere except God. He wasn't looking somewhere else. He just went to God. Seek first the kingdom of God and he's right. If you know he's right and whatever he gives you, you do it. I don't care how it seemed to you because he's right. And all these things will be added to you.
Come home to the homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Homecoming 2010 is designed to equip you with the Word of God so that you may live each day in the blessing. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a dynamic partner meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. Come expecting to receive your healing. Randy Travis in concert Tuesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m., free admission. Youth services are available Monday through Friday. 1440 Student Ministries equips students to make every minute count for the glory of God for ages 13 through 18. And the Super Kids will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th, the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention. It's the only Believers Convention this year. Get on God's divine path. When sudden change comes to shake your family, finances, health, and future, who will you turn to? Choose God's Word, His power, promise, peace, and provision for every circumstance of your life and stand on a foundation that cannot be shaken. Experience God's way of doing things that meets every challenge head-on and brings victory. Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the world, a Believer's Voice of Victory CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, will help you live above the headlines. Find out why you must choose to live in the Eden system. Learn the steps to keep you from being controlled by the world. Don't accept the counterfeit when you can have the truth. Start living every day in God's Kingdom Principles and experience success, victory, and the power of God's Word to overcome everything that stands in your way with Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the world. Order your copy of Kingdom Principles by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston for only $15, available on CD or DVD. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To call us toll-free, the number is 800-600-7395. Take this opportunity to order Kingdom Principles and be ready to operate in God's system of economy today. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the World. This is a brand new series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and Bill Winston. Now, you can get this on CD or DVD, but you need to realize, first of all, that when these two guys get together, they have a good time in the Word, and basically, they're just letting us in on it. But you also need to realize that the kingdom of God is in you. Your ability to live above the means of this world, above the system of this world, that is in you right now. And that kingdom that is in you is endeavoring to produce everything you'll ever need. Now, if you know Jesus, like I said, this is in you right now, and it's living in you, and it's designed to come to the outside. And what God has planned for you is absolutely the greatest adventure of your life. CD or DVD, you can order yours today. You've got to get a hold of some of these things because they're life-changing, man. I mean, to realize what's in you and quit begging the world for what you need and go before God and say, Father, help me draw out from the inside to the outside. Now, this product that I'm telling you about goes right along with what you've been hearing in today's message. You heard this: seek first the kingdom. Not second, not third, not if you have time, not if it's convenient. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom, because that's where the plans are. That's where the life of God is. And the life that God has given you is that kingdom that's on the inside. And all His plans are right there, and they're all in the Word. Get into the Word and find out what God has in store for you. You're going to find an eating plan. You're going to find a clothes plan. Hey, listen to this. You're going to find your health plan. You hear me, America? You and I have a health plan, and it's in the Word of God. Every plan that man has need of is in the Word. And when you seek God first, your eyes come open to His plan, and your eyes come open to the kingdom of God. All these things will be added to you. Now that, my friends, is good news. Now let me tell you about this. In just about a month, our Believers Convention, the one big celebration, homecoming 2010, August 2nd through the 7th, Fort Worth, Texas. You need to be in this meeting, man. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar. We've got services for your kids, super kids, ages 6 through 12. For your teenagers, junior high and high school students, ages 13 to 18. This is an event for the whole family. It's not just an event. This is an encounter in the presence of God. And we are calling all partners and friends of this ministry, come home to Homecoming, August 2nd through the 7th in Fort Worth. It's going to bless you. For more information about this meeting or others, you can go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Don't ever be afraid of God's plan for your life. And I don't care how bad you fouled it up, He's got a way out.